Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One of my other responsibilities at home is, this is where I'm making myself useful, is mouse disposal.
Oh, you got mice in the house?
We got mouses in the garage. Right. You know, I spotted that one a couple weeks ago that had the whirling disease.
Get that guy. Get a guy to spray every once in a while.
We could do that.
Yeah, we have a guy that shows up every 3 or 4 months to spray around the house.
Christy brought a bunch of traps yesterday, and I set like 5 of them. And apparently 2 were productive.
Are they no-kill traps?
Oh, no, they kill them.
Okay. you're the guy that won't step on a spider because you think you feel like it's every life. But you'll kill them. They do have non-kill traps for mice.
Do they?
Yeah.
They make a humane mouse trap.
Yeah, they go in there and the door just closes behind them. And then you got to go empty it somewhere.
Well, yeah, then what do you do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind killing them, but, you know. I step on spiders, too. I don't care.
I suppose I could take them for a drive in the country and then put a bullet in their head.
Out there shooting mice. Do it the humane way.
You put them in a mini fridge and just light them up.
You're right.
Get behind them and choke them out.
Yeah. When it comes to that, like insects, I'm pretty zen when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I don't get it. Yeah. That makes no sense.
But mice, you have no alternative.
I didn't get your zen part about that either. Grant, I'm not going to. I mean, if something's on the wall, you kill it, you know?
If there's a bug in the house,
yeah,
it dies.
Yeah, you kill it, right, it does.
If I see a bug outside.
Todd would be the kind of guy that walks it out, but don't kill a mice. A mice, a mouse, whatever.
Did the trap entomb them, or could you see the body?
Oh, was it like a, wow, that kind?
Yeah.
The old-fashioned trap. Oh, their bodies are chopped in half, yeah.
Well, they make, ones, same concept, but they're a little easier to set.
Okay.
The old-fashioned wood ones?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could break your finger on those.
Oh, easily, yeah, they would hurt.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Did you keep one in the middle of the garage to send a message to all the other mice?
Look, man.
Right. I should hang them from the top shelf.
Yeah.
Dead mouse walking.
This will be you.
Word will get around. You're right. I have no problem killing mosquitoes or mice.
But you'll lead to, you open the door for a spider?
I will do that. If I catch a fly, I will take it outside and let it loose.
You're really not zen, though. You'd be totally zen if you let everything walk, but you don't, apparently. You judge. You put a bullet in a mouse's head.
You sitting around with your chopsticks, Mr. Miyagi? What are you doing?
I'm selectively zen.
I mean, I know we're all bored, but if you're actually catching flies with your chopsticks, man.
Yeah. I haven't tried that yet, but I should.
You got time.
Get your little bonsai tree and start snipping at it, too.
Yep. I just feel bad for the mice in the pet store. They're going to die.
Their food.
Yep.
And then they have those little stickers, too, that's like, oh, you can just buy them frozen.
Oh.
Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, what?
God.
Yeah, you can buy frozen mice.
What do you do with a frozen mouse?
Feed them to the snake.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought the snakes like to, they like the live.
Well, you freeze it, and when you use it, you probably unthaw it. Oh.
No, but I thought the snakes like to make the kill, don't
the
they?
Chase.
I don't know, man. Snake owners, I don't get.
No.
Whatever. Nah.
Well, sometimes you got to buy weed from them.
Okay, that's true. Oh, yeah. No, I've been in plenty of those living rooms, believe it or not. I know snake owner guy.
Hey, cool iguana, can I buy that weed and get out of here?
Not all snake owners are drug dealers, but all drug dealers are snake owners.
Pretty much. Mr. Evans?
Was on this date in 1863, the first black regiment from the North. The 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry Regiment left Boston to fight in the Civil War.
The winners. Yeah,
it was a decisive victory.
Yep. The winners.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Nashville Tennessean is reporting on a gentleman out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Authorities say a criminal justice advocate, 51-year-old Alexander Friedman, orchestrated a secret plan to store weapons inside the Davidson County Downtown Detention Center while it was under construction. He built a practice model so he could practice and had firearms in storage.
You take over the world? South's going to rise again?
He's a criminal justice advocate after he got out of prison himself. And they figured that he was hiding all of these things, firearms and whatnot, in the walls of the new detention center so that at some point there could be a mass breakout.
Oh, he was plotting.
Wow.
Okay,
he was scheming.
So he's going to tell the guys that are in the detention center
where the guns are.
Behind the walls.
In the walls.
That's an elaborate movie plan there. Why? How would he know who was going to be in there? He just wanted random guys better get out once they got in there. He just hates
Not
prisons.
Random, I don't think.
He knew somebody would be in there?
Oh, he's got
they knew?
You mean you know someone that's going to be in a correction center that's getting built? You know someone's going to be in there?
Yeah, I guess But your guy doesn't get in there then.
And he's not going for a particular guy.
Oh, that's what I thought. It sounded like
it sounded like I had to have a guy inside.
Any guy.
Well, whoever he wanted. He wanted a mass breakout, they think.
Right. How would he let them know that it was a...
Yeah, how is he going to get word to them?
I guess just go tell them.
You show up for visitor hours?
Yeah, just show up.
Like, I need to talk to somebody in cell block D.
Yeah, behind
Just show up for somebody and say, hey, you know, if you break out that wall.
And the construction workers didn't find it, or did they? Obviously,
well, they busted. They were the ones that kind of said, who's this guy? I don't recognize that. That
construction worker, right?
That construction worker or that piece of clothing.
Right.
So he had someone build a model of this place using the same types of materials in his basement.
What a movie. That's a movie, man. Inside Man.
He told the guy that was building this that it was for some documents, documents that he just wanted to keep safe. So this guy built this thing in his basement so he could practice. Guy didn't know. Builder also taught Friedman how to use tools on concrete, drill into the blocks, and cut them. During the search of a friend's property, that's when they found a lot of weapons, crates of weapons, including 21 firearms and a flare launcher.
Man.
That friend said that Friedman, again, told her that he was storing legal documents there.
Probably take poetic license a little bit, but then this is going to be a movie.
They think he broke into this incomplete center multiple times, possibly stretching back to August of 2019.
He's committed.
Yeah, he is.
Long time in the making.
He stored weapons, guns, razor blades, and handcuff keys in various hiding spots around the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought you just hid your illegal cash inside the walls. This is a whole new twist.
Crazy.
When officers detained him,
he had 5-0 and stays in the wall too. Remember for a week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When officers detained him, he had a hand-drawn sketch of the place, which he attempted to chew and swallow
in the morning.
It always looks easier.
That's a good
on
show.
TV.
Chew and swallow. It's a good show.
Chewing up and swallowing that piece of paper always looks easier on TV.
It does.
Is that a man and woman team?
Yeah, swallows the woman. Yeah. She does the news.
She's a good girl.
Chew's a pussy.
Chew's the wuss. Swallow yells at Chew all the time. Emasculates him. That kind of show.
Oh, yeah. He's a total
They're up and down the dial. They're on a mill station near you. Old Chew and Swallow. I think they're syndicated.
They're doing well.
They are doing well in certain markets. Well, Swallow rules the room.
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Chew's just
except
a puss.
Chew.
Chew's a puss.
Chew doesn't like
he
her
he plays
much.
The dumb guy.
All right, Puss, according to Corey, sometimes a mouse could damage a snake if alive, so you feed them frozen. No issues. You also might be thinking of, like, the constrictors that suffocate the animal before they eat them.
No, I'm just taking all of my snake feeding knowledge from the movie Road Trip.
Exactly. Okay.
When Tom Green
is right.
dangling the snake.
That's all
in
mine
front
is, too.
That
right,
40
yeah.
seconds.
Unleash the fury!
Yeah. So apparently, if a snake eats a mouse alive, he could chew his way out.
Oh.
Oh, that so would
that's
be,
why I eat a mouse
that's
pop.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Mouse pop. Yep,
well, if the snake eats the mouse and the mouse chews its way out of the snake, I say you let the mouse win.
The mouse
I mean,
should,
the,
yeah.
the mouse, mouse has earned it.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You're free.
Yeah.
Then you have to buy little snakes to feed to the mouse.
There you go.
You ever seen a snake eat a snake?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
They do that, don't they?
I saw a video I'd like to of like a
I can't
snake
watch any of that stuff, man.
Eating an alligator.
Yeah, I've seen that. I actually have seen a picture of that, but yeah.
Right, I've seen footage of a python taking down a deer. I mean, swallowing a deer whole.
It's weird. They don't chew anything.
No.
They're all swallow.
Yep. Which I'd rather have. I don't want you chewing. I want all swallow.
I don't mind a little chewing.
Yeah, well, gumming maybe.
Nibble.
A nibble or two, yeah. That's not chewing, though.
Yeah, but chewing's different than biting.
Yes.
You don't want biting.
You chew with your teeth, man. That'd be gumming and swallowing in the morning.
Hey, whatever you're into, Todd, I'm not going to judge.
That's a good point. We're all a little... all got little fetishes here.
Well, apparently it's just on 24/7 at their house, so, yeah, you got to find new ways to spice things up.
Right.
You mean, tear things up. That's what we do. We just tear each other up.
Whatever works, man.
You're walking funny today.
I'm a little sore.
He tries to sell that whole every day is leg day thing.
I know, yeah,
but we
yeah,
know
yeah,
the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was leg day yesterday.
Well, Wednesday was butthole day, apparently.
Every day.
Every day is butthole day.
Just arm, chest, legs, butthole. Arm, chest, legs. People are going, what's the butthole part? Oh, glad you asked. Yeah.
Bend over.
And this is why Todd's not allowed at the gym.
It's every fourth day.
Every fourth day. That gives you enough recovery time.
That's funny. My son's working out. He works out. And I saw a big list of stuff. He has a whole big, all these days. And I'm glad I didn't read butthole in there. It's arm, chest, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's not ready for that.
Back and buys, chest and tries.
Yeah.